Madison resident Audrey Thomas lost her photo ID. She brought the great-grandchildren she cares for daily and her medical records with her to the polls on Tuesday. That's where she learned that her documents wouldn't suffice and that she needed a photo ID to cast a ballot.
Makes me feel like, gee, you don't trust me as an American. I was born and raised in this country, so was my parents and their parents.
Instead of walking out, Thomas filled out a provisional ballot. Provisional ballots are provided to registered voters who don't have the proper ID. Thomas has until 4 p.m. Friday to get a photo ID and bring it to a municipal clerk to have her vote count. Only about 350 provisional ballots were cast in this week's primary. Supporters of the new rules say the ID measure prevents fraud. Parth Shah, Wisconsin Public Radio.